Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Revere this weekend, audiences will hear this sound at Circus Smircus, a high-level traveling youth circus. But the corn would not be popping with such vigor if 25-year-old Andrew Marecki hadn't jury-rigged the well-used machine by
purposely shorting out part of the circuit.
Marecki is the backlot manager for Smircus, and he's a mechanical engineer. He's just finished his sixth year at MIT. WBUR's Andrea Shea finds out why Marecki and two engineering schoolmates have run away to the circus for the summer.
My responsibilities include making sure that everything is always running on site, including the generator. We have our own generator, which supplies all of our electricity, so we don't rely on the grid.
Andy Marecki is psyched to show me the 75-kilowatt John Deere engine that powers the entire Circus Smircus microcosm, 30 performers and 40 support staff who move from town to town throughout New England, like a 24/7 summer camp on wheels.
We have an entire gray water system that manages all of our wastewater, and keeping everything always flowing is very important.
Hazel Briner helps Andy Marecki keep things flowing on the back lot. She also studied engineering at MIT and is on the Smircus tent crew.
For me, nothing beats making this organization fly, making shows day after day that bring people joy.
Hazel and Andy are actually a couple, and Hazel's brother Otto is on the tent crew too. He rides up on his bike, shirtless, with a moppy head of hair. Next month, Otto will be a sophomore at MIT and suspects he'll also major in engineering. Together, Otto, Andy, and Hazel are like an engineering trifecta. And while their unusual summer jobs have amused their professors, Otto says some peers have given him grief for running away to the circus. He recalls one guy.
I looked at him kind of funny. I was like, you don't really get it, do you? I love engineering, and that's why I'm going to do this, is because I want to engineer. I don't want to sit in a chair with a pencil and sketch things out.
You know, I had silly little extras at MIT where they make you sit and play with Legos and, like, do repetitive tasks to see how fast you can put together these Lego structures. It's like, this is that. This is our manufacturing class. This is everything.
This is Otto's first summer with Smircus, but Hazel is a veteran. As a teenager, she performed under the big top as an aerialist, but aged out, as they call it, after graduating high school. Spoken like a true engineer and scientist, Hazel says working tent crew is anti-entropy.
We can set up a quarter of the tent of bleachers in about 45 minutes, sometimes faster.
That section of bleachers can hold about 200 people.
They're compelled to make everything run as efficiently as possible, and that's critical. Smircus is on the road constantly, putting on 70 shows in 15 New England towns. During the show, Andy and Hazel take me on a tour of the back lot. They're like two little kids excited to share their new toys, things they've been fixing, inventing, and repurposing. They really want to show me a contraption that makes raising the tent a lot faster. The crew relies on an air compressor to pound dozens of long metal stakes into the ground. But winding the compressor's hose has been like wrestling a 200-foot-long snake. So
last year we devised a hose reel made out of leftover scrap wood, some old car bearings, and actually an old cradle that used to be used in performances.
And you can see this is actually half of a bike with our own custom sprocket and chain ring.
And at the end of a run, the crew breaks down the 800-person tent as quickly as possible.
15,000 pounds of vinyl. And it's a nice looking load. Everything gets packed in that trailer, the entire tent. It's a sight to see this thing go up and down.
It's a beautiful little kit.
I guess the point of my job is that it's supposed to be always, I guess, invisible. When everything's correct, no one notices. And I guess that's a good thing.
Everything Andy and Hazel put their hands on comes out looking like it came out of a factory instead of out of the back of a little workshop in the middle of nowhere.
Circus Operations Director Judy Gath says the MIT engineers have made a difference, especially because of their attitudes.
It's like things break and they're jumping for joy. Good, we've got something to fix. It's great.
But for Otto, Andy, and Hazel, fixing things that help make magic possible is part of the draw. No matter how many times they've raised the tent, they say stepping inside is like entering another world, show after show.
You could see it as soon as you go into the show, just the excitement. And, you know, there could be 10 people in the tent or there could be 10,000. And there's still that sense of energy that, you know, people are having a great time.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.